Proclamation number 5232 of 11th of October, 1951. The truth will force its way and triumph. You cannot silence the spirit of truth who fight against the bearers of the light of truth. For it blows wherever it wants, and the result of its work will always be pure truth, which will also assert itself against those who are against the truth. And even if you would succeed in preventing the mission of a bearer of truth, the truth will nevertheless break through, because again and again awakened servants support the spreading of that which is conveyed to them through the Spirit, which they receive directly from me, because I want the truth to be spread. And thus you humans experience that the light flashes up everywhere and wants to dispel the darkness. You experience that light bearers meet from all sides and fight together for the spreading. And you will also not be surprised if a great and strong light flashes up, so strong that people walking in darkness will be blinded and need a longer time until their eyes have become accustomed to the light. But those who stand in the light will feel a blessing and rush to the strong light in order to increase their own luminosity, in order to strengthen themselves and be able to offer resistance against the enemies of truth. The truth will break through, and yet not all people will recognize it, because it requires more than just human understanding, because a certain degree of love and maturity is needed to recognize the truth. Otherwise the human being's intellect alone will research and judge, and he is incapable of doing so. Nevertheless, the light of eternal truth will shine everywhere and gather my own around themselves, my own who are able and willing to love and therefore also have full understanding for the truth which is conveyed to them from above. My spirit will be exceedingly agitated in human hearts which live in love. And the adversity of the coming time will still kindle many a heart to love, just as many a heart will therefore also shape itself into a receptacle for the divine spirit. But the enemy of truth is all the more eager to undermine it, and his activity amongst humanity will be obvious, for the hostility towards my chosen proclaimers of truth will increase and makes their work very difficult. Yet my spirit's strength fills them, and they are my servants. Hence their work will not remain without success either, and it will be achieved by people openly taking a stand on issues which have not been discussed so far, by spiritual questions being discussed and also answered clearly and understandably by powerful representatives of my word. So that now only a person's degree of love and maturity will determine his attitude towards such spiritual problems again. Hate will fight against love, darkness will fight against light, a fierce battle will be waged, yet truth will triumph in the end, the light will radiantly break through the night and darkness will have to give way to the light which will shine from above to earth and illuminate a new earth when the time is fulfilled. Amen.